Our next guest has one of the best jobs in the world. He just travels the globe finding the best places to eat. Our friend Steve Dolinsky is in Bogota right now. And Steve, I asked you to check out an amazing restaurant there that I went to a few years ago called Andres Carne de Res. I hope I steered you right.
You definitely steered me right, Marco. I had never heard of this place. And of course, once I got to Bogota, I asked around and everybody's eyes lit up and they smiled big and they said, of course, you've got to go to Andres Carne de Res. It's a little bit like Cheesecake Factory in terms of like the length of the menu. It's a 72-page menu, so there's something for everybody. But the decor, as you know, very much over the top. It's sort of like the House of Blues meets Disneyland meets Monty Python. I mean, and knick-knack shops along the way because there are knick-knacks everywhere in every nook and cranny. Four stories of dining room. Live music everywhere. It was my birthday yesterday, so of course they found out and they put a Feliz Cumpleaños sash around me and sang to me. So it's a lively place, but you'd think because it's so gigantic and because the menu is so big, the food would be kind of eh, and it wasn't. It was really good.
Really good. Now, I went to the restaurant Andres Carne de Res in Chía outside Bogota, which actually has a shuttle to take you home if you've imbibed too much. But you went to the new location right in Bogota, right?
Yeah, it's about 6 years old. It's in the Zona Rosa. It's kind of an upscale, swanky area. It was right next to a Jimmy Choo store, so you can buy some fancy shoes on your way out. But again, four stories. I mean, there must have been 1,500 people in the dining room last night. It is not wow. small by any stretch, and a lot of fun. People, I mean, every table was like massive amounts of aguardiente, which is the local spirit, Club Colombia beers, fruity drinks. I had a mandarina, which was kind of a tangerine slushy, but big tables celebrating something. Everybody was there in a kind of a riotous spirit, and it is this really just lively expression of Colombian culture.
And it's kind of locavore too, isn't it?
Oh, hugely locavore. I mean, you know, you look at 72 pages of menu, so probably 50 pages is food because they do like – they've got a lot of drinks on this menu. I'm looking at the menu right now. And yeah, something for everybody. But and it's not just from Bogota. So it's really – it is food from the countryside. In fact, so I had to go with a handler. One of my friends is a food writer in Medellin. Her name is Claudia Arias, and she decided to take me here because she's been to both locations. And they do have an English section of the menu, so I could have navigated myself, but just interacting with the servers, they speak Spanish very quickly, and just sort of getting questions answered, Claudia was outstanding. And so one of the things I wanted to try was this dish called Lomo al Trapo, which is basically a filet mignon wrapped in salt, wrapped in a towel. It simulates salt-baked fish, and they throw it into a fire. And I had thought that they had restaurants like this all over Bogota, and she explained to me that this is really more of a country dish that they've brought to the city.
It's not very common to have it in the restaurants. It's something you do like in your house or in your farm if you have a fire outside, for example, with the kids. So it's not very common to find it in a restaurant. It will be a good idea to try it here.
Wow. Lomo al trapo. What happens to the towel? Does that just burn in the fire?
Oh, it's gone. Yeah, it's disintegrated. So you cannot save the towel. And then they unwrap it. And of course, the outside is pretty well seasoned with salt. It only takes about 10 minutes at the most to bake this, to make it medium rare. It was outstanding. And it comes with potatoes, of course, an arepa, of course, because corn is so prevalent here. Just basically kind of a Johnny cake, a corn cake. And then three different dipping sauces. Here's the cool thing about eating in Bogota, the prices. I could not believe how affordable everything is here, from you know, a dollar for an amazing espresso to this al trapo. So I had a 200-gram order with about a half a pound of beef. It was $15.
Wow.
And it came with all the sides too. So the prices were really remarkable here in Bogota.
So you were there on your birthday. There was also news yesterday, of course, of the peace deal with the FARC. Were people also celebrating that? Did you feel that?
It's so funny. They did. And, you know, yesterday I walked around the palace and the government center, and there were some demonstrations, of course, because not everybody was happy with that settlement. But I would bet you anything, Marco, that people were there last night at Andres Carne de Res celebrating this agreement, because certainly that is somewhere you would go in Bogota if you were going to celebrate. You'd go to Andres.
So 1,500 people in this place, I suspect you got to wait a long time for a table. And then how long to read a 72-page menu? How long does it take to finally get some food in your mouth?
Yeah, even if you're Steve Dolinsky, difficult to get a table there. I had to wait probably 45 minutes, and I sat in the bar with my friends who were Colombians. But yeah, you've got to have a reservation for sure. And it took, you know, it took a little while, but honestly, Marco, they're happy to bring out. They bring out some fresh mango and fresh coconut and little grapes and little, I think it's called uvia, like gooseberries. And you nibble on those while you sip some aguardiente, which, by the way, folks, unless you love Sambuca, or anything kind of anise-flavored, I would stay away from aguardiente. It's pretty dangerous stuff. But I had a mandarina. I sipped my little tangerine slushy in the bar, and I waited and talked to my friends. And it's you eat late here. I mean, I ended up eating at about 10:30, 11 o'clock last night. So, but it was fine because we went out afterward.
Of course you did, because you're Steve Dolinsky.
That's how I roll.
Food writer Steve Dolinsky in Bogota. You can check out the funky decor of Andres Carne de Res. Steve took some photos, and we've got them at PRI.org. Steve, always great to have you on. Thanks.
Hasta luego.